We're back! Once again, Al Ketter, MIC. I have no idea why MIC is touching the mic.
I'm cupping the ball.
Aw, jeez. Indeed.
This what is up?
Yes. You know what's up? Another episode of Clandestine Transmission is up on the internet. That's what this is.
That's
We're
awesome.
Recording it right now. Woohoo!
Congratulations.
Yes. We're here, bringing you another episode from the Imagi Nation HQ. I got HQ right this time. I didn't say AQ like I did in the
AQ.
That other episode. It's myself, Al Ketter, MIC.
Hey.
We got a full house tonight, as usual. Little Fish Inks own M. Cody is in the house. She says, hey, hey. We also have Kura.
It's not how you say my name.
How do you want to pronounce it? I was going to ask you. How come you pronounce it that way, but it's spelled the other way?
It's pronounced like Cure. It's, I was born with that.
She was born with that name.
One of my favorite bands is The Cura. What's going on?
Oh, Christ. What is going on? You know what's going on? Music's going on. Like that jam we just heard.
Jammy Jam.
From Rat-a-tat, because much like we are back with another installment, they are back.
It's true.
With more music. It's been several years.
They went on hiatus. Hiatus much like us.
Yes. Oh, I think their hiatus actually was pretty much...
What do you say?
Parallel to our own as far as the time frame, how long it was, and how long it's been. Because I think they put out their last album. We were still on the terrestrial airwaves.
Well, look it up.
He's looking it up.
I'm telling you, because the last was LP4 2010.
So that was right after we got shit canned at the radio station.
Yeah, because we were playing some of the junk joints off here.
Yeah. But they're back. We're back.
Herb all staples.
In addition to the Rat-a-tat, you are listening to the sounds of Romare right now in the background with Ray's foot from his projection LP. We're going to hear some more Romare later in the show. Later in the show.
Is there echo on that one?
I can hear it echoing in the headphones. I'm sure the microphone, because this microphone's really good, is picking up the headphones. Because it was definitely picking it up during the last show.
I don't
care, because it all sounds real good. Like, it could sound so much worse. As a matter of fact, there were several times at the actual radio station where it did sound much worse.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because that place was a mess. For some reason... In my living room, the audio quality is far better, despite the fact that I don't have the hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
It's all Fred Krampus.
It is. It's all. Well, that's the thing. Fred Krampus isn't here fucking shit up, so it's all good.
We are good to go.
Yes, and we are gonna go and play some more music for you. Coming up next, we got new music from Flume. What do you know about Flume, Mike?
Flume! Yeah, this is a Flume track called Some Minds featuring Andrew Wyatt from Mike Snow, who you may have heard of. I love Mike Snow. We've been off the air not doing stuff, like I played the heck out of both the last couple albums that they put out. It was really good, so I was excited to see him teaming up. And hopefully be more Flume joints coming at you soon. But yeah, check out the video for this. It's cool. I don't know. Do we blog it?
I
need to start blogging stuff.
You do.
Video's dope. So
prove it.
Look it up. We'll put it on Imagi Nation.
There you go.
And check it out on there.
Now, if by the time this is uploaded, it's not there.
People gonna be.
That's gonna be real
gonna
sad.
Be riots in the street.
Yes. But don't do that. It's instead.
Just send me hate mail. Listen. Just say, why can't that MIC dude learn how to fucking blog, son?
Well, you know how to blog.
I need to get the blogger rhythm page or whatever. I gotta do that. Show me how to do that shit from my phone.
Yeah, it can be done.
Alright, we good.
Although you got the crazy iPhone there.
I will get another phone just for blogging.
You're gonna get an Android
phone for blogging duties.
And then you're gonna start blogging. Start blogging your duties.
That's my secret Tumblr page. Blogging duties. You don't want to go there.
No, you don't. You do want to go here though. The sounds of Flume, right now, coming at you on the clandestine transmission.
completely. And I wanted you. I'm standing by the side of your house, waiting and waiting, because I know you're sleeping. Sleeping, I take Indian steps, because I don't want wake you, look at the sky. Now look through my eyes, swim up from the deep, dance in a field of weakness. Forever I love you, like a lamb under the gun. I try to guard your spirit. Someone, you wanted me, you wanted me.
Once again, we're back.
We are back.
MIC is playing with the toys. They're on the desk.
Oh, let me
Nintendo light gun over here.
Your homeboy missing a foot.
Yeah. Nah, it fell off.
He's alright though. He's pretty good with one foot though. He's nimble. Why you put it over there? Can I move his shit so I can't reach it? Like I'm a baby. Wow. He's like, MIC touching my stuff. This is like me in my office when kids come in the office and start like touching my shit, and I'm like, and I move it like away when I can't reach.
I'll put this guy over here. There you go. Mess with him. Captain Spaulding.
He's ready to get on the mic.
You get Mala Ram from the other table. Put him over here.
It's too much. That's too much. They would not.
That's just too much.
They would
much,
not
man.
Coexist together.
Oh, they coexist bad, together. In the house.
Bad news. So yeah, you just heard the sounds of Hudson Mohawk.
It's true. He's coexisting with Anthony Hegarty. That was called Indian Steps. And that's from Hudson Mohawk's new record, Lantern, which either is out or is coming out real soon. I don't know. If I was MIC, I'd have my iPhone and I'd look it up and I'd tell you. But I'm not MIC. I'm going to let you look it up for yourself because I believe in you.
That's right. And your magic is real.
Indeed. You know, I'm the type of guy who likes to go off on tangents, so I'm going to go off on a tangent here.
What?
Well, you checked the Yacht album title, I Believe in You, Your Magic is Real, which, of course, was also, of course, a famous Michael Jackson quote when he... What did he win, like, the Lifetime Achievement Award or whatever from, like, the MTV Music Awards or something like that?
I'm pretty sure it was the American Music Awards.
And,
I can look that up, but that'd be my guess.
In his acceptance speech, he mentioned, what's his name there? David Blaine, M. Cody to the rescue. David Blaine, and said, I believe in you. Your magic is real. He said, David Blaine, I believe in you. Magic is real.
It's true.
The other day, I'm on the bus.
Oh.
And there's a neighbor here in the neighborhood who rides the bus with me all the time, to and from work.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter happened to be on the bus with her. Her adult daughter. So her adult daughter is there with her young child. Like a young adolescent boy. And she's going off about all kinds of crazy stuff. She's one of those loud talkers. She's talking real loud on the bus. And one of the things she says involves the word magic.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, and I'm overhearing this. And she's like, oh, but magic's not real. And she says this to her son.
And prompting you to get up and throw something at her.
I so badly
wanted
just
to
wanted
throw her
to
off
cast,
the bus.
I just wanted to cast the hex on her right then and there and be like,
you
bitch, I will show you how real magic is.
When you got off the bus, you should have.
It took.
Should have put some magic
on her.
It took
every fiber of my being not to think like bad things about her or like wish any kind of bad stuff on her, because I was just like, how dare you.
Magic
isn't
ass.
Real magic is going to catch up to her ass at some point. Yes,
Magic Johnson, that is. He's gonna catch up to her.
Well, as I said on the Facebook two weeks ago, we do put the magic in your Johnson, so there you go, bringing it full circle.
Oh man,
the fake AIDS.
That poor child raised by a mother not believing in magic.
Well, it was already bad enough because she was just going off miserable on a bunch of nonsense, talking about like how much she hated her dad and all kinds of stuff like that. And I'm like, no wonder you don't believe in magic.
Her dad instilled a hatred of magic.
You're gonna find out like her dad is a magician.
Her dad is Mr. Blackstone.
Oh jeez.
You know my dad, Dave Copperfield. Bastard. He's got children all over the country.
He spent all his money on his illusions and...
You know who he made disappear?
Buying elephants
himself.
To disappear. Flying over to China to make the Great Wall disappear. And, you know.
Yep. made Lady Liberty disappear and made that poor young girl's childhood disappear.
Apparently.
Fucking David Copperfield.
It's so sad.
His magic is real. Real, real. In a bad way. Go back to the Hudson Mohawk. Album is out June 16th.
So soon.
I keep forgetting it's only June 5th. I keep thinking it's like fucking July.
Yeah.
So, June 16th, you can head on down to your local Strawberries or Record Express.
Coconuts.
Coconuts.
Sam Goody.
Go down to the Wall.
Record Town. Yeah.
Tower Records. Some of the other ones are closed down. HMV. Oh, man.
I'm out.
Tapping out. Yeah, that's it. Now you gotta go to internet. Amazon, iTunes. Is there a store that sells CDs besides Best Buy? Does Best Buy even sell CDs? Yeah, they do. There's that MERS album. I saw pictures of people holding them up.
No, see, I thought I didn't think there were any CDs left at Best Buy.
Yep, I saw people holding up stuff from there. Maybe not the one we have.
It's 4 years since I was even in a Best Buy.
There's that spot at the mall. It's got CDs. What is it?
That is FYE. For your enjoyment.
When you guys go up to the mall and hang out and get a chimichanga and play video games, do you go to the FYE? Go there. I think last time I went to FYE, I think I was looking for something for the show, Urban Alternatives.
Oh my god.
I was looking for like a clean, we could not find a clean album of something, and they had it. That shit was like $22.99, and I was like, no!
Yeah.
I will not buy your $22.99 clean edit CD.
Way back in the day, I had been looking for a copy of Mr. Len, DJ for Company Flow, had a solo album out after that. He did production, and there were a lot of other artists on it. It had the Jean Grey Taco Day, that really, really long song where she like gets revenge on the dude who molested her and like shoots up the school or whatever. They were the only place I found that CD. But it cost like $26. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And that is why.
And this is like when iTunes and stuff existed, so you could go buy, go download an album.
That is why the music industry crashed and burned. Because they were charging people 20 something bucks for a CD.
At the one store that sold it.
No, it was crazy town.
No, because that's when we order stuff from like, what is it? HipHopSite.com, other places that sold it like. You know, you get it like pre-order to your house. Sandbox, Fat Beats.
And none of those places exist anymore either.
But you'd be able to get the album there from. Same thing, I used to go to New York, buy CDs and albums there for like, in fact, I'd get the album and the CD for like $22. Actually, you'd get $30 with NYC tax, but it's all worth it. Get to see some dudes rapping outside of the Fat Beats. Rest in peace.
Cannot buy Percy P's CD that he was pushing out in front of the store because
he's there the time we went
because you already bought it like
indeed.
Before the Hudson Mohawk, the Hudmo. You heard the sounds of Flume with Some Minds featuring Andrew Wyatt in the background right now. More music from Romare. It's Prison Blues. Again, from his Projections CD or download. Might be vinyl. I don't think there's a tape. No cassette tape.
It's limited. You gotta do the pre-order to get the cassette tape. Pre-order.
We got more music coming up for you. We're gonna keep it on the dancey tip. You got the sort of house beats going on in the background now. We got a couple of up-tempo club tracks coming at you. First up, new music from Disclosure featuring Gregory Porter. It's called Holding On.
I'm holding on.
What do you know about this?
This is like my summer jam. I don't know.
The album out?
The album's not out. Right. I don't know when the album's coming out. They just leaked another little... They had a picture up of Gregory Porter before the song came out. They got another picture up of some woman. I think the name of the group is Lion Babe.
Okay.
UK artist. So I'm assuming that's another single. But these dudes are crazy. They always put out like random EPs and singles. So who knows what's happening. This song, I love this song though. This is my summer turn up the music loud in the ride jam. It reminds me a lot of like late 90s like house tracks that are, you know, strong vocals, minimal, just minimal stuff in the background going on so you can, the vocal really carries it. And I was like, yes, this is like some classic Mike Johnson mixtape shit. Where it's like, oh, dang. Where the beat is not something that floors you, but it's like the song together is like, yeah. The song would sound really good on some big-ass speakers.
Speaking of which, shout out to Mike Johnson. People listening to this show have no idea who Mike Johnson is.
Was it W... someone down in Hartford?
Oh, geez. Is he still on there?
Probably.
Is the station still even on the air down there? Well, no, because, I mean, things change, dude.
I will look it up and get back to you when we get back on the air.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, no, I lost it. It's in my head somewhere.
I just can't remember because all of those Hartford area radio stations kind of got wiped out of my mind because most of them aren't even really... You know, they're not popping like they were back in the day, so yeah, I can't remember. But yeah, we got the Sounds of Disclosure coming at you next on the Clandestine Transmission, imagination.com.
Shake it, some times that were harder. I remember the taste of bitterness. Won't you help me, my father? Help me fall in the love that I have missed. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it break apart, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, and I know that I can't shake it. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it break apart, but I can't fake it.
We'll be right back. Tired and assuming how and when.
Like some frogs chirping in the background.
What?
Well, you can't hear it because you don't have the headphones on, so you can't hear what that sounds like. It literally sounds like some frogs going.
So you're playing the soundtrack to my sleep.
It's like some frogs going Budweiser.
That's not my sleepy soundtrack. No. I use the whatever the Sleepy Time app on my phone is.
Do you actually have a Sleepy Time app on your phone?
Got the. Frogs chirping, got some water in there, a little wind. A couple different ones.
I got one with
some wind chimes.
The sounds of wind can be heard when you're hitting the sack.
Whistling, yeah. There's some wind involved.
Oh, yeah. But once again, it is the Clandestine Transmission. I'm El Kenner. We got MIC. And the sounds of Matthew Herbert, with a track called Peak, featuring Ade Omoteo, which is from Herbert's new record, The Shakes.
Got the shakes.
Yep, got the too much meat shakes. From drinking too much meat shakes.
It can happen.
Exactly. Before that, you heard new music from Disclosure, featuring Gregory Porter, Holding On, right now in the background. More music from Romare. It's called Roots. Once again, from his Projections LP.
And I said I was going to look up Mike Johnson.
Yes.
Broadcast on QTQ-FM out of Hartford, 89.9. Cute FM.
Yes.
I don't know when he's on, because the show used to be on a certain time, and they don't list who's on when. You just sort of like fill in stuff. So he used to do the Club Classic shows on Friday. So I'm sure he's involved in that at some point too with some other folks. But we have to tune in to him one of these Fridays, 6 to 8.
Yeah.
If you want to tune into that online. I don't know if they broadcast online. They should.
If they don't, you must be within 10 miles of the what is that high school that they broadcast out of in the Hartford, Connecticut region?
I don't even know.
But yeah, Mr. Johnson definitely played an instrumental role in MIC's musical education back in the day.
Yeah, man.
Long time DJ.
Still
gets down with the house music, club classics, man. Disco, the whole nine.
All through the 90s and the 2000s.
Yeah.
Prime house music time. Crazy due to crazy education on club music, just
in general, yeah.
Just dance music, soul, all through the 70s to 80s, so like vast. So all the joints. There you have it. We'll have to do one of those shows. We'll throw some club classic podcasts for your summertime barbecue.
Well, we were threatening hanging out. We were threatening the freestyle.
I know
freestyle. Throwback show.
I gotta get some joints together.
Play some Coro and some
some TKA.
Some George Lamond.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Detroit. Some Diamond Girl. Yeah. All the classics.
I've got those joints.
Yeah, I've got them somewhere too. Yeah. I've got some stuff on vinyl somewhere. For it.
Throw some Shannon on.
Yeah. Throw it on there. That's summertime. That's stuff when I was little, I used to hear it. Summertime. Parties and stuff I would go to.
Some, Susie Q with the Two of Hearts.
Susie Q, Two of Hearts. Two hearts that beat as one.
That's right. Oh yeah, taking it back. You're not hearing any of that right now, but we sure can remember those songs.
You are under the age of 30. You are saying like, what
yeah.
is that?
But maybe we'll get around to doing that someday. We definitely got to get like some kind of like classic jams going at some
point. We're gonna have to go up to the MIC studio and just record. I'll install the program on the laptop. Oh, wait, no. You got the laptop.
The laptop.
We're just going to have to go up there and plug in and do a remote.
Just
got to
bring the mic. And
yeah, just bring the mic and do a remote show.
We can both hold it like the two guys in the lonely room you were talking about doing the podcast the other
podcast that was.
Yeah, while we were off the air.
Yeah, that'll work.
The Instagram podcast where you take the...
That'll be a good summer. Yeah, I'm on vacation, so maybe one of these weekends when it's not too crazy hot.
1,000 degrees.
And no one else is making noise up there in the studio.
And there's nobody painting with the noxious fumes.
Oh my god, yeah, no. It'll be the last podcast from us. That's weird.
You can listen to us die in real time.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. Yeah. We do have one more track coming up before we get out of here for another week, because this does wrap up another installment of Clandestine Transmission. But it is about that time. MIC is watching TV. I don't know. Okay, so M. Cody and Kura, they disappeared out of the headquarters shortly after appearing earlier in the show. But they left the TV on. And they left the TV on a video tutorial on YouTube showing how ladies can accentuate their bosoms by adding makeup to their cleavage. It says hashtag boobs on sphere.
Yo,
this broad looks like a crazy weightlifter. She's
home
like,
girl.
She's like flexing. She's flexing. Like
home
she's
girl is
showing
is
off her delts.
Putting on some kind of makeup on her.
Her booboo area.
What is this bone here?
It's that's your collarbone, man. Collarbone.
Yeah, how to like accentuate your collarbone. So if you want to know about that, send us a message at imageidation.com. Elketter and MIC, we've got all the makeup tips for accentuating your bust.
Yes, get at us on the Facebook. We'll hook you up.
Yeah, you need some help with your bust? Holla at us.
Speaking of help with your bust, coming up next, final song of the show, we got music from Jamie XX featuring Young Thug and Popcon.
Popcon! Get your popcon here!
Now, I equated that with the bosoms because apparently there was some hullabaloo on Facebook not too long ago regarding Young Thug. I personally don't know anything about Young Thug other than this song. Like, I'm not familiar with his other output, or his shenanigans or whatever his image is or anything like that. I don't think I've ever seen a photo of him.
There was a Vice article going around about his fancy poncho that some dudes made. That was really really fancy and specific to his
Well, everybody
live
was all up in arms. Like a week or two ago, because he apparently said that if he ever got sent to jail, he would get breast implants. Now, did he say this? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. All I know is this is what people were saying on Facebook. Now, me personally,
Who are you talking to on Facebook?
I'm friends with some really crazy motherfuckers on Facebook.
Apparently.
And people were all up in arms. Because, you know, traditional hip-hop guys, they're like, you know, there's a lot of macho posturing and, you know.
They're like, yo, the only breasts I want to see are Melly Mel's breasts. His large masculine breasts.
Those are some real hip-hop breasts.
Yo. Hip-hop breasts. Malachi the Nutcracker. Melly Mel. LL Cool J. That's your top three hip-hop chests coming at you. Freddie Fox. throw him in there because I don't want to. I don't want to leave him off the list because he will come here and
beat you up, yes.
Beat up, and you for just being here and not mentioning him in there.
Oh, jeez. But yeah, everyone was all upset. Everyone was all up in arms. Now, if he did say that, it's just a preposterous thing to say. Like, for me, I'm just like, that doesn't make any sense. Because you're in jail. How are you going to get breast implants? And what good is that doing anybody? Like, it just didn't make any sense. But that's not why people were upset. They weren't upset because it was ridiculous, like that it was just completely nonsensical. They were upset because it was offending their macho males, you know, sensitive
ego. It was like, how dare you, rapper guy that I listen to,
yeah,
get some breast implants, now I gotta delete you off my iPod.
Something like that.
Apparently he was joking.
So I don't know. I'm experiencing this the same way the rest of you in the audience are experiencing this. All I know is he's on this song. A lot of people are saying this is like the song of the summer.
Hey.
All I know is MIC sent it to me. It was in the Google Drive. So I put it on the show. Hey. We're listening to it now.
Yeah, get that. Yeah, the In Color album is great. Good little summertime, smoothed out jammy jam. But this is one of the more friendly poppy tracks.
Regardless of anything else about the song, the intro is the shit.
Yeah.
And just make, like, you, whatever's coming, you want to listen to it because of that intro.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Young Thug got an album coming out August.
Well, and apparently that might not be all that's coming out.
That's true. All I know is I hope to God Homeboy goes
really
to jail. I hope he goes to jail.
Just so
I don't
want to
hope no
the,
one goes
well,
to jail.
Well, I don't hope anyone goes to jail.
But if
like,
it will,
you know,
if he will be the first rap dude
to get breast implants
with some titties, that'd be sweet.
It would be a landmark, certainly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like to see that happen just to piss people off, actually. Just to make everybody all mad. Just
if it gets folks not mad on Facebook,
so
I am
mad.
For it.
Like, everyone's always pissed off because someone did something, trying to shame people for whatever.
Yes.
And say what you want about his art. Like I said, I don't know much about it or him.
Yeah, no.
But, like, that's a whole other discussion. Who gives a shit, like, what he's wearing or, like, what, you know...
How many boobs he gets.
Yeah, it really doesn't affect anything.
Nah, I'll be. Jamie XX said that he recorded this song with a bunch of different MCs, so I'm looking forward
really?
To it.
Really? I would
actually,
like to
Homeboy
hear some other...
Homeboy from Rat King.
Wiki? Really?
Yes.
See, I want to hear that.
Yes.
Can I get a copy of that?
Yes. So I'm hoping those come out on, like, some B-sides and whatnot through the summer. Because.
Yeah, I would like to
That'd
hear
be
that.
Dope. I think there's like a Kendrick Lamar one. You mentioned some other dudes, so yeah.
Yeah,
so
he need
look
the,
for those.
Need to make
look
that
for those
happen.
The leaky.
And hopefully that'll leave every one of their crazy, ridiculous, you know, homophobic. You can't even call it homophobia because
it's whatever. Breast on manophobia.
It's just like it's
breast
just
on
ridiculous.
Ladies,
is what
breasts
it is.
On chicken. Like,
but not on your thugged out MCs, apparently.
How dare he get the fake boobs?
The funny thing is no one would care if a big bosomed woman came and rested her bosoms on him.
True.
But if he wants some bosoms of his own, that's suddenly a problem.
Can't have it.
No.
You can buy bosoms for your lady, just not for yourself. That's what the folks are saying.
Bunch of nonsense.
I don't know. But hey. Homeboy made some jokes. Internet went crazy.
Internet's always going crazy.
So hey, go crazy with the internet. Head over to imageidnation.com and look for MIC to figure out how to blog again.
Yeah, check us out on the Facebook. just don't go on there with the hate speech and the nonsense and the flim flam and the flarn and the filth.
And your transphobia and your homophobia and your human phobias.
Save all that for somebody else. But feel free to drop us a line. This has been another installment of Clandestine Transmission here at imageinnation.com. We're out of here once again with the sounds of Jamie XX.
Peace out.
I don't think I said what the name of the song was.
Have a good time.
Yes. I know there's going to be a good time. And like I said, it's that intro. That intro lets you know there's going to be a good time.
Freak that sample.
Right now.
Have it on it up on the weekends. Boss a toast to your real friend. Tell me why you're drinking, yeah.
I know there's gonna be good.
Hey, running up out of money.
There's gonna be good time.
Good time,
there's gonna be good time.
Good time, eh?
Good time, there's gonna be some good times. Man, we used to pull up and let them fight at that hood time. Remember I used to grab on that ass when it was about that wood time. It had a little bit walk up tripping, she get that much time. She gon' get on top of the dick and she gon' squish it like squish. Didn't go fast, she speed racing. We go wild, walk to bedtime. She my boss like a grandson. Come here, play, I'm molested. I let her write me my suggestions. Pop quiz, it's a pop quiz. All my money coming clean, you can't pop this. She got that pussy locked up like Lost Mill. Watch out, come to my lights like a reindeer. Poppy on the same pills. My diamonds could never stand still. Where you going, can't come here. I'll always take you back for your sex appeal.
Come on, but good time, what's a bad one? You say you want, give me something long time. Me do you see, no something like crime. I'ma make you see this time.
Thugga, thugga. Even in the summertime, me and La Shawty cut her. I swear to God, I'ma tell you, dog, got the struggle. Baby girl, sit it down, you not known like a usher. Yeah. I told her mama I don't mind what my teeth do. I wanna control you like voodoo. I started screaming free, oom, foon, and doo-loo. Every time I have a good time, doo-doo-doo.
Good time, eh? Come on, but good time, what's a bad one? You say you want, give me something long time. Me do you see, no something like crime. I'ma make you see me.
It was good, you know, we enjoyed it, but we never used to like rave talk.